ஜெகநாம் வேண ஜெகநாம்
I'm not afraid of the dark. जय समस्त गौर भक्तवृंद की जय गौर विनंती
अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टां स्थापितां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्य च देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 मुखं करोति पाचनं पाङ्गं गायते गिरिं यत्कृपात्महं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं विनतारणम् यत्कृपात्महं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं विनतारणम् Is there any translation or not? No? You want to translate? I mean, is it necessary?
No, it's not necessary.
English Anybody needs translation?
Well, I mean, don't ask in English. No? Maybe they were too shy to reply. Anyways, I can only speak one language. So we are very happy to once again get the opportunity to come to the famous Twin Cities of Hyderabad and Secunderabad. We'll be here for the next few days. This morning I was attending the Mangalarati at Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi Mandir at the Krishna Balaram Temple. And when was the last time I was sitting here? Govardhan Puja? November, huh? November. Anyway, it's been a few months. Krishna has been very kind to allow me to travel to different places. This is one of the advantages of taking sannyas. We're doing some recruitment here. when one takes sannyas, actually, especially in our ISKCON society, one gets an opportunity to travel all over the world. Who would like to travel all over the world? Nobody? No. It's a tricky question. So, in November and December, there was a need to travel to both Rajasthan and Gujarat. So we had myself, a few other devotees, the good opportunity to visit Jaipur, Jodhpur, and right up to close to the border actually of Pakistan and Jaisalmer, where we have our famous Bhaktavatsala Prabhu. And after visiting, I say Rajasthan, it was not my first visit. I came to know about something very interesting, which I will share with you. Is that okay? No need to ask. So actually, 5,000 years ago, we know that Lord Krishna, he made three places famous, especially because he spent some time, he resided in those three places. What are those three places? Let's ask our Gurukul. Not the big... Who knows? Whoever's on... Where, what are the three famous places where Krishna...
Vrindavan.
Ah, Vrindavan, that's one. Okay, let somebody else. You're not Gurukul. Are they? Oh, only Gurukul. Where are all the Gurukul boys? Hey, our Gurukul boys. Vrindavan is famous place for Krishna. Give them a chance. We'll go back. If nobody answers, we'll come back to you. Are there two more places where Krishna is very famous? Huh? Vrindavan, first place? Your mother didn't tell you, huh?
No, he went there.
Dwarka. Ah, very good. Yes, very good. Dwarka. And another place? And we don't like to think about that one so much, I suppose. Mathura. Is that? Mathura. You thought of Mathura, okay. So great minds think alike. No. I also thought. But I said it. Very good. Yes. So Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka. So coming back to Rajasthan, what does Rajasthan have to do with Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka? So we know that Krishna, actually, in a few days, we're having a Rath Yatra in Kurukshetra. When Krishna left Dwarka to go to Kurukshetra, so previously when kings used to travel, naturally they would travel with so many people. I mean, his whole army would travel, but not only with people. Krishna also would take many, many cows, because actually, every day you have to drink milk, no? Yeah, so people, they would travel, not only, they would travel with the cows, bullocks, like that. So, there's one place in Rajasthan, which today is looked after by one sadhu who has, I haven't seen, but he's having a big goshala, over 100,000 cows. We read in the Krishna book how Nanda Maharaj, how many cows Nanda Maharaj, who knows, Gurukul again, Gurukul question. This is a little tough. How many cows did Krishna have in Vrindavan? I mean, Krishna means Nanda Maharaj, means Krishna. How many cows? Anyone know? Gurukul? Okay. That bigger Gurukul? It's a tough question. Huh? 9 lakhs. 900,000 cows. Yes. And how many cows did Yudhishthira Maharaj have? The Pandavas? 8 lakhs, 800,000. So still today in a few, in Rajasthan, Rajasthan is a place of cows. So this place where this sadhu is having 100 cows now is exactly the place where Krishna left his cows before going to Kurukshetra. You see. So very, Rajasthan is in this way to this day very, very pious, very caring actually for cows. And still, although it is very dry actually in Rajasthan, they have a problem. Still, they keep thousands of cows. So we spent some time having darshan of many cows. And then after Rajasthan, we traveled to Gujarat. Gujarat, of course, that is where we have Dwarka and other holy places. We attended one conference. It was a national conference of cowherdmen, of farmers, and the theme was how to care and protect cows. So about 200 cowherdmen, farmers from different states of India, they came. What's the name of that place? No. Bilwara? Yeah. Huh?
Bilwara,
eh? Yeah. And very close to that place is, what's the name of that? It's one of the only Brahma temple.
Brahma.
Huh? Pushkara. Yeah, Pushkara. Yeah. Who's been to Pushkara? Ah, very good. Very good, yes. So we had darshan. I missed that one. I missed that one because we had a tight schedule. We were planning to go at one point and then somehow. But yes, Srinathji is not far away. Correct. You've been there? Who's been? Who's had darshan of Srinathji? Raise your hand. Mataji's been around, huh? Very good. Srinathji? I mean there, not here. There, okay. So in Gujarat, we visited our temple in Ahmedabad. Then we went to Surat also. That was my first visit to Surat. Very nice temple. Baroda. The day we were leaving Baroda, the Pariyatra was arriving in Baroda. So we had darshan of Gornitai, traveling Gornitai. They're still traveling all over. And we also went to this, it is near Anand. Balabhijanagar? Yes. So there was a national conference there, close by, on organic farming, something very important. Bharat Chandra Prabhu attended a 2-day conference. Then after traveling maybe altogether 3 weeks or 4 weeks, then we came to South India just before our Varnashram College. Every year, for those who may not know, we have a 3-month course. This was our 3rd year. And very interesting that one of our students was from England, one was from Sri Lanka, and one was from Australia. None from India. Well, our families, our devotees who stay there, they're all from India. So there was one devotee, his name is Bhakta Justin. He had never been to India before. And he had never had any association with Hare Krishna devotees. He had spent 1 month in Sri Lanka. He's maybe in his early 40s, from England. And while in Sri Lanka, he was looking on the internet, he was looking for some place to learn things. And he knew about Vishnu, right? This person has never come to India. He was doing a search on Vishnu, and Vishnu pointed him towards Sri Sayadri Krishna Balam Kshetra. So he sent us an email and he says, can I join your course? He came to know about our course. Yes, yes, please come. So he came. This person has never been to Hare Krishna temples. And he stayed with us for a month and a half, every day offering his obeisances and doing some chanting and, you know, getting so much of benefit by associating with devotees. He was very happy. Then another devotee from Sri Lanka, young man, also very interested in starting a goshala in Sri Lanka and starting Varnashram, you know, community there. So we're planning to go there. Still have to work it out with my boss, my travel agent. How to go to Sri Lanka before flying to Canada. So that was very interesting. And the other boy who is from Australia, Bhakta Adam, they're all bhaktas. Bhakta Adam, Bhakta Justin, and what's the other? Tehran Tehrani, yeah. Very pious person. He had met the devotees before, but so this Bhakta Adam, this is also something very interesting. He liked the course. We have a 3-month course, which is, the title of the course is Land, Cows and Krishna. I mean, very attractive. No? Can spend 3 months in contact with the land by learning how to grow food, learning about cows, how to clean a goshala, how to milk the cows, how to drink milk. Drinking milk is not a problem. So this Bhakta Adam, after we finished the course, he wanted to stay longer. So I was leaving, I told him, okay, you work it out with our devotees. You probably know about this. You know. But just very recently, in order for someone to get an extension on a visa, foreigner, if you want to study in India, you have to be connected with an educational institution. So our devotees in Hibiri, South India, where we have our like ashram and Varnashram College, it is called Sayadri Varnashram College. So while we were coming today from the airport, I was telling some of our devotees, ISKCON Secunderabad, somewhere here in Secunderabad, we have to have Varnashram College. We can talk about that later. So our devotees, they wrote a letter of recommendation that this Bhakta Adam, he would like to, we would like to sponsor him to study, to continue study at our Varnashram College for 1 more year. So, of course, most of you who are from India are, you don't have to go through, you don't have to get a visa to stay in India, right? You're from India. But so what happened is that the people from the Foreign Registration Office, government, they came to our place to find out, are these people really teaching something here? So they made some small investigation and they concluded that yes, you're teaching. And so they recognized us and they gave him a 1-year visa to study, continue studying. So it means that actually our Varnashram College has been recognized, some kind of recognition. I have to find out exactly what it means. Some kind of recognition as an educational institution. Very good. This is very good. So if any one of you here would like to, of course you don't need a visa to go and study in South India, but you should know that it is officially recognized. And now we will be introducing, in addition to our 3 months course, we have plans, we still have not finalized, but to introduce different kinds of courses. And this will be very good actually for the boys. Because Varnashram College is for the boys. Another kind of college will be there for the girls. We're not forgetting about the girls. But Varnashram College, Papa said, is for the boys. Why is it only for the boys? Who can say? Only the boys can say. Prabhupada explained that actually Varnashram College is to train someone into some varna. Either Brahmana varna, Kshatriya varna, Vaishya varna, or Shudra varna. All four varnas are very important. Unless the four varnas are present, then society cannot function properly. You see. So professions are for young men, are for men, professions, because women already have their profession. You see. Narada Muni explains the profession for women. Under normal circumstances, now we are living under abnormal circumstances. Modern day society is abnormal circumstances. Under normal circumstances, Matajis have a profession which is closely, directly actually, and mainly connected with, they have a dual profession. What is the dual profession of Matajis? I won't ask the men, I'll ask the Matajis. What are the dual professions of Matajis?
Housework and outside work.
Huh?
Housework and outside work also.
You have one part correct. No. The profession of Matajis is twofold. You answered correctly, housewife. Housewife means, actually housewife means two things. Means good mother and also good wife, isn't it? So that is, in normal circumstances, that is actually the main, that is meant to be the main, we could say, occupation or profession. We don't say profession actually, but it is the main. It is called Stri Dharma, isn't it? Stri Dharma. Whereas the men, they have, their dharma is connected with the varnas, you see. They can become according to their natural ability, inclination, and by taking up proper training, they can become Brahmana, qualified Kshatriya, qualified Vaishya, qualified Shudra. So anyways, after our course this summer, the January, February, then we went to Mayapur, because every year in Srila Mayapur we have, of course, Gaur Purnima. But before Gaur Purnima, we also have a four-day seminar. This year happened to be our fourth annual global Varnashram seminar. It was very nice. We had devotees from, I don't know, some 20 countries, I guess. Of course, at this time of year, to get devotees from 20 countries is not a big problem, because there must have been, this year, for Gaur Purnima in Srila Mayapur, there were 12,000 devotees from 80 countries. You know, they have to keep record. 80 countries around the world, 12,000. And every year they have parikrama. Gaur Mandal Navadvip parikrama. This year they had to have four parikramas at the same time because of language. They had one parikrama, what they call international parikrama, which was English language. Then they had a local Bengali parikrama, mostly for the Namhatta devotees. And then they had a Russian parikrama for the Russian devotees, most of whom don't speak English. And then they had a Hindi-speaking parikrama, four. And every day, actually, in a temple, they had different classes going on also. So this is the manifestation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Harinam Sankirtan prediction made 5,000 years ago, 500 years ago, and also more recently by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Mayapur was very nice, as it is every year, with many devotees coming, various seminars being held, the weekly elephant procession. Who has been to Mayapur? Raise your hands. Okay. Who has not been to Mayapur? Not been. Okay. So any time of the year actually is very good to visit Mayapur, but especially at Gokulima time. And then after Mayapur, we came to, had an opportunity to visit Vrindavan, where every year Srila Prabhupada, many years ago, he wanted that devotees spend some time in Mayapur, and after Mayapur, finish the festival by going and spending like 2 weeks in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan at this time is becoming pleasant. I mean, maybe 2 months ago it was a little bit, well, not a little bit, quite a bit cold. It was very cold apparently this year in Vrindavan. Our temple in Vrindavan has become actually the most, well, one of the two most famous temples. Out of 5,000 temples, Vrindavan has at least 5,000 temples. Out of 5,000 temples, the Krishna Balaram temple is ranking one or two. There's another one, I think, that's quite famous.
Banki Bihari.
So many people come. And of course, we see that especially during Kartik, during the month of Kartik. You cannot, you know, you hardly can wave your hand, you know, to offer the Gilik. Everybody's trying to do the same thing. Can't move. Forget about offering obeisances. You know. You can't offer obeisances. You have to even have a hard time bowing your head down. So, Krishna and Balaram are looking as attractive as ever, standing on the main altar of the Krishna Balaram temple. And then Sri Sri Gornitai on the left side, and very, very attractive Sri Sri Radha Samasunda on the right side. So like this, of course, in our ISKCON society, we have not only sannyasis who are wearing this kind of dress, saffron dress, but we have devotees even who are wearing white dress, and they are in the sannyas mood. Krishna is teaching in the Bhagavad Gita, sannyasa yoga, the yoga of sannyas, means whatever ashram we belong to, we need to cultivate this spirit of detachment. Detachment from this material world. So that detachment from the material world can only come about if we develop attachment for the spiritual world. So anyone, whether one is brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, by engaging in devotional activities, especially in chanting the holy name, associating with devotees, we can develop this attachment for devotional service. And in this way, we develop the spirit of sannyas. That is the most important. So even someone in the householder life, Srila Prabhupada was a householder life, he was a householder, but he was detached. He was cultivating the spirit of detachment. So, I look forward in the next few days to spending some time with the devotees. Although a few programs are lined up, I think some time has been set aside. Hari Kirtan Prabhu has made the schedule. I hope. I had a quick look at it, but anyways, if anyone has any questions about the schedule or quick queries or whatever, yeah, they can speak to Hari Kirtan Prabhu. Today, in addition to being Gopal Krishna Prabhu's birthday, it is also the appearance day of a very great personality in our Guru Parampara, Srivas Pandit, Srivas Thakur. Jai Srivas Thakur, Pandit ki jai. So Srivas Thakur is one of the members of the Panchatattva. He represents the Jiva Tattva, Panchatattva. Panchatattva means five tattvas. So one of those tattvas is represented by Srivas Thakur. Most of us especially remember Srivas Thakur by his, well, a few things. Mostly we know him by having facilitated the beginning of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Harinam Sankirtan. Even before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started chanting the holy name in the streets of Navadvip, before that, the Harinam had started in the house of Srivas Thakur. Only very select devotees, very few devotees, not anybody, could just walk in the kirtans there. They were very confidential kirtans, very special kirtans, very intimate kirtans that would go on all night. You know, occasionally we have, not all night actually, occasionally we have some late program, but just imagine, in the house of Srivas Thakur, for one full year, every night, the devotees would be chanting and dancing for hours. I mean, till dawn, till the sun would rise. When the sun would rise, they would go, they would leave. It is said that this Srivas Thakur, he never bothered, he was a householder, Gyastha. Now those are Gyasthas, just hear this attentively. Although he was a householder, means he had children also, he never bothered about his family maintenance. For him it was not a preoccupation. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was totally dedicated to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked after him. Very ideal personality, whom of course in Sri Mayapur we have the Panchatattva on the altar. And most of us on our altars also we have the picture of the Panchatattva. So it is auspicious day, being his appearance day, we can request his blessings so that we can develop the kind of dedication which he had, kind of surrender. He was fully surrendered to the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So for the next maybe 3 weeks, after spending a few days here in Secunderabad and Hyderabad, we'll be traveling to a few places, a few villages. Actually, when I was in Vrindavan just this last few days, I was there for only maybe from Mayapur, I went directly to Vrindavan and stayed maybe 6 days, I guess, five days. Okay. My agent knows better than me. 5 days, 5 nights, right? So, 2 of those days, we were fortunate to go out in the villages of Braj, you see. We have a Goshala in Vrindavan, and Pran Govinda is one of the body who's looking, overseeing the Goshala. And he's very much into village preaching. He's very much into Varnashram. So he said, Maharaj, you have to come to a village. You have to come to this village. Only 2 months ago, they've been cultivating these people. And already some 50 village people, when we arrived there, there were over 200 people waiting for us. This is only 2 months, a 2-month-old, you know, group. And out of those people, like 50 are chanting on japa. Within 2 months, you know. And so we had nice kirtan. Devotees brought some prasadam and some small lecture questions. They were very happy. And the next day we had another village program that was on the border of Agra district and Vrindavan district, or Mathura district, I guess. And this was in connection with this Nityananda Varnashrama Gurukul. So some of the Gurukul boys from Bhaktivedanta Gurukul, they came, and a number of Brajabasis were present. That the newspaper reporter came, even one of the local politicians was there to address the audience afterwards. So most of you here are, of course, living in the city. We our Daiva Varnashram ministry is encouraging all of you to try and somehow be connected and involved. One of those activities is in connection with villages. Our theme this year, I'll finish on this point, our theme this year during the 4th annual Global Varnashram Conference, our theme was Save Our Villages and Save Our Cows. Because we generally think less, we think much less about this in the city. How very important our villages and how very important our cows. And both are being severely threatened today. So actually, in our program at Govardhan, the newspaper reporter was taking notes because I was telling how these two things are in danger. Our two mothers, Mother Bhumi, Earth, and Gomata, Mother Cow, both are in extreme danger. And there is an urgent need for the devotees to actually understand what needs to be done. And part of that is to extend support, give a helping hand, become involved, become connected with both villages and also cows. This can be done in different ways. In the days to come, we'll be touching on some of these points. So I don't want to speak about that too much in detail this evening. Our time is somewhat short. So I'd like to encourage you to attend some of the programs that we're planning in the next few days. There's a schedule that's made. You can get more details from Harikirtan Prabhu. And if any of you in the course of the next few days any of you would like to discuss any point, any matter, if you have any questions, then you can also approach Harikirtan Prabhu and you can make some appointment like that. We'll take maybe 4 or 5 minutes if anyone has any question this evening. Otherwise, we can wrap up our program. I think there's prasadam. The prasadam will actually wrap up the program. Any question? Any other announcements to make? Okay, so if there might be some other announcements, and they will be made during the prasadam, right? Yes? So once again, thank you very much for coming this evening, and we hope to see you again very soon. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Samasta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaura Pimanandi, Hare Krishna. Thank you.